You are listening to the IFH Podcast Network. For more amazing filmmaking and screenwriting podcasts, just go to ifhpodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to the Indie Film Hustle Podcast, episode number 865.
You try to do it, and you do it honestly. You can't control people's responses, really. Edgar Wright.
Broadcasting from the back alley in Hollywood, it's the Indie Film Hustle Podcast, where we show you how to survive and thrive as an indie filmmaker in the jungles of the film biz. And here's your host, Alex Ferrari.
Welcome, welcome to another episode of the Indie Film Hustle Podcast. I am your humble host, Alex Ferrari.
Today's show is sponsored by Rise of the Filmtrepreneur, how to turn your independent film into a profitable business. It's harder today than ever before for independent filmmakers to make money with their films, from predatory film distributors ripping them off to huckster film aggregators who prey upon them. The odds are stacked against the indie filmmaker. The old distribution model of making money with your film is broken, and there needs to be a change. The future of independent filmmaking is the entrepreneurial filmmaker or the filmtrepreneur. In Rise of the Filmtrepreneur, I break down how to actually make money with your film projects and show you how to turn your indie film into a profitable business. With case studies examining successes and failures, this book shows you the step-by-step method to turn your passion into a profitable career. If you're making a feature film, series, or any other kind of video content, the Filmtrepreneur method will set you up for success.
The book is available in paperback, ebook, and of course, audiobook. If you want to order it, just head over to www.filmbizbook.com. That's filmbizbook.com. Enjoy today's episode with guest host Dave Bullis.
With me today is David Hall. David is a screenwriting teacher and currently runs Horror Movie School, an online film school that focuses on the craft of making horror films. He is also a producer and director, which we will get into today in the show. Dave, how are you?
Great, thanks. I'm excited to be on your show. Thanks, Dave.
Oh, thank you very much for coming on. This is actually the second time because the first time the recording got a little messed up, but hopefully sometimes the charm, right?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope second time, not third time. But it was fun, so I look forward to it again.
Great. So you actually already know the question. So if it sounds a little rehearsed, it's like, wow, David, it's like almost like David.
Well, I was just thinking about that today, and I was thinking all my answers will probably be completely different because they're just off the top of my head. So.
Good. So then it's really like a totally new
conversation. That's right. Yeah.
So, Dave, the first question I have for you is, you know, what advice do you have to people that are writing their first screenplay?
Okay, for people that are just fresh into it and don't have really any education, I'm assuming you were talking about that, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, there's a few people that might go on the route of going to film school and UCLA or USC or whatever it be. But, you know, that's not an option for a lot of people because it's rather expensive. And personally, I think there's better ways to get in. And the first thing I would just recommend is get as many good books as you can. With the internet nowadays, you can see, you know, the reviews on the books and see, you know, how well screenwriters like them. So just try to find some good books. Study them for a few months, read as many screenplays as you can, watch as many movies as you can, especially ones in the genre that you're interested in, and then start writing. But I would recommend, you know, learning how to do an outline and doing that properly first, and then going in, doing your first draft, and then going and meeting people that are screenwriters or screenplay consultants or writers groups. Like, I know you had a writers group. It's very helpful, and you can run your material by them. And then after you get it to a pretty good level, then you can send it to a consultant to give you final critiques before you send it out into the market. You really don't want to send it out early, because if you send it to producers before it's at its best, then, you know, if there's problems in it, they're going to remember that. And then if you submit something again in the future, they might not be interested in reading it, even if it's 10 times better at that point.
Yeah. You know, I also heard, Dave, that like certain screenwriting competitions, they actually will take the name of the script and the writer And then they actually have that in their catalog. So if you do submit it again, they actually will base it upon that. So I know the Nicole Fellowship actually mentioned that in a Q&A, and they were like, make sure this is as good as it possibly can, because if you submit it again, you know, we have it on database. And thanks for mentioning my screenwriters group, Dave, which is the First Draft Screenwriters Group. You know, we've been meeting for over a year now. We finally have a name.
Oh, okay, great.
And you were gracious enough to come in as a guest, and which was very good.
Yeah, well, I really recommend that. I mean, putting a group together, you know, gives you people to talk to that have a like mind. You can share, you know, new things. Like maybe, you know, the people in the group don't have a whole lot of money, so, you know, one person can go to one seminar, another person go to another seminar, and then sort of share the information amongst each other.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. And so, Dave, I wanted to follow up with that question. I wanted to ask, what challenges did you encounter when you were writing your first screenplay?
Yeah, my very first screenplay, I was 17 years old. I was in high school still. And I thought, I want to do that movie stuff. I can write a screenplay just like anyone else. So I just wrote a screenplay. And, you know, I had my ideas of what characters I wanted and the basic ideas. And I had some scenes in my mind. And so I went about and I wrote this script, and it had some cool scenes. And I think it probably had some good dialogue for a 17-year-old. I'd probably not like it now. But when I went back and read the entire screenplay, it really didn't have any focus. And that's because I just wrote off the top of my head. I didn't realize that there was this whole art to screenwriting and having structure and knowing how to do outlines and things. So I would suggest to others to really learn outlining. And that was my biggest challenge, is trying to write without doing those things that I just recommended. I read like one or two books, but nowadays there's a lot more education out there. There's more seminars. A friend of mine, David Freeman, has a great seminar called Beyond Structure. That's one. Michael Haig has seminars. Chris Soth. You know, there's a lot of great seminars out there. And then there's specialty seminars for different genres. I have a class on horror. So I would just recommend getting the education and learning how to do outlining before you go into it, because that was my biggest mistake when I first started.
And that's something I found out too, is that outlining is so key, because you have to know where your story begins and where it ends. And you need to see that in a whole, you know, whether it's, you know, in just one sheet, so you could see, like, you know, just in one glance, or whether it's like, you know, writing it over the span of a couple pages to add in like a beat sheet. It's just so important to know, you know, what's going on, the scenes, everything, like, and what's happening in those scenes. And then you can really start to develop that mood from there.
Yeah. And when I did my first screenplay, I did know what my beginning and end was, but I didn't know all of the signposts along the way. I just sort of tried to fill it in as I was writing. And just because some people think just because you